Perhaps the big news of the week has already happened. Former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher's passing. We'll look at her complicated legacy. Billy Elliot comes to mind. But first, let's set the table for the week ahead. Congress is back. There's news on gun legislation and immigration reform. On Wednesday, President Obama releases his budget, which reportedly will include compromise spending cuts to Medicare and Social Security. Here's South Carolina's Republican Lindsey Graham reacting to that on Meet the Press.
We're beginning to set the stage for the grand bargain. And the president's showing a little bit of leg here.
Rick Klein is political director for ABC News and co-host of the webcast Top Line. Senator Graham went on to say there is no way he's going to vote for the budget, but it gives him more room to compromise.
It's such a critical week for the Obama presidency because of all these different pieces. And central to it, of course, are these fights, these endless fights, seemingly, they've had over budget issues, taxing and spending issues. The fact that the president is putting in black and white Medicare and Social Security cuts, the first Democratic president ever to put that in writing, is a real signal that he wants to break the logjam. He realizes they need something dramatic to have a chance at a grand bargain. And Lindsey Graham calls it a little bit of leg. It's maybe too much flesh to show for many Democrats. They have reacted with outrage. Labor groups, Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont, among the senators who are saying there is no way they would go for anything like this, recalculating the way benefits are figured out, which would be much less generous toward people who have real need in this country.
Let's move on to gun control. Now, we'd heard that bans on weapons and large ammunition magazines were going nowhere, but expanding background checks, you know, was popular. But then last week, we'd heard that was said to have died. So what's happened? Because reportedly over the weekend, expanding background checks has come back.
There's a glimmer now for the first time in this debate, the possibility of bipartisan compromise. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, who's very pro-gun, A rating from the NRA, and Senator Pat Toomey, conservative Republican from Pennsylvania, are working very quietly for now on a compromise bill that would vastly expand background checks, close the so-called gun show loophole. There are still a lot of sticking points here, but that could be the vehicle. It's the first sign that we've had in this debate that there could be something that breaks out on this that's beyond the ideological polarization on this. It's not going to be everything that gun control advocates want, assault weapons ban, ban on high-capacity magazines. Those are off the table, essentially. But the fact that you could potentially have this is would be something of a breakthrough. We haven't seen any gun control pass Congress in two decades.
Yeah, well, we understand that the agreement would require these background checks for gun sales at gun shows, also online, but exempt any transactions between relatives or if there's loans between hunters. So as you said, this is going to satisfy some people who want to expand background checks, but there's still questions about record keeping. We know that's going to be a huge debate, what happens with some of this information after background check. Meanwhile, immigration reform, where are we on that this week?
This is the week that the so-called Gang of Eight, that bipartisan group, has circled on the calendar saying they're going to get it done this week. It's probably going to be pushed to later in the week because there's a lot of legislative language that has to be worked out, but they're close. In the middle of the week, Wednesday, will be a massive demonstration in Washington. Tens of thousands of folks who are in favor of comprehensive immigration reform, in favor of a pathway to citizenship, will be in town. It's a big marking point on this debate, trying to channel some of the emotion, similar to the way the gun debate has played out. But I think there's a thinking now that the senators would wait for that big rally to happen and then go and draft behind that Thursday or Friday of this week, begin to talk about those principles, that legislation that would be the vehicle. I'm interested to see how the president plays it.
I want to ask you about that, but there has been, we know, a sea change on the Republican side. The Texas GOP, we read last week, sending out letters to local chapters telling them to stop meeting at country clubs, to set up tables for Hispanic voters at events. And this is in Texas, you know, red state. But we know that at least one member of that Gang of Eight you mentioned, Marco Rubio, is saying go slow.
He is the most interesting person to watch in this debate by far. He alone has the potential to bring along a conservative wing inside the party. So he is going to have to be careful on this. He will be for the compromise bill, but it will change over time. And whether he is ultimately in support of it, whether he'll be at a signing statement, a signing ceremony someday at the White House, those are the big questions in Washington right now. I can't recall a time where one senator, certainly a first-term senator, held the keys to the whole kingdom when it comes to a major piece of legislation. He could make it sink or swim all on his own.
Well, and you mentioned President Obama and this tricky high-wire act. The New York Times had a story on the front page today about it. If he supports something, it might drive, in particular, House Republicans away.
That's right. This is it bedevils the Obama White House right now because they hear it all along. We get more involved, get involved in the details. They know that he's the kiss of death for so many Republicans because he is so wildly unpopular in Republican districts in this country. I'm not clear that they know what they want to do. They're out there making some public speeches, hoping that puts pressure on members, but it's hard to see how that target audience is receptive to that at all. So it is definitely a difficult situation for the president as he figures himself out for the second term, again, at this critical juncture for his agenda. Too much involvement could actually hurt.
And meanwhile, swing back to the Republican side, the RNC holding its spring meeting later this week in Los Angeles, the first since many did the autopsy report on the 2012 elections and found, you know, them wanting. What are you looking for?
The elephants will be heard, that's for sure. There's some major changes to the schedule, major changes to messaging that are being talked about. We've seen gay marriage shift as a political issue. This will be the first chance for party regulars to react to that. And I expect that there'll be an effort to actually reaffirm the party's commitment to traditional marriage, not same-sex marriage. I also think that there's going to be a bit of a backlash at the party's attempt to centralize some power and to try to streamline the primary process, the debate process, and also the agenda-setting process. This is a chance for the grassroots activists to be heard once again, and certainly there's been no shortage of news for them to react to over the last couple of months.
Rick Klein, political director for ABC News, co-host of the webcast Top Line. Thank you.
Thank you.